Ron, have you ever had a...
No.
Three different log snappers in one year?
Can't say that I have. I can't say that I have. But, you know, I think if you could look around the league, Mason and I were talking a little bit. I mean, you know, there's been more. This year it's kind of been the snappers and the kickers. I think last year it was some punters. There was a bunch, but a few punters. And, you know, I think you look around the league, I'm sure it's statistically it's not true, but it just seems like there's a lot more injuries. Now, I'm just kind of throwing that off the cuff because I haven't done any studying or anything, but I think it's just part of the game.
Obviously, you got some history here. Is he a better snapper now than he was than when you let him go a couple months ago?
Well, I wasn't privy to the decision, but I think this. I mean, he did some good things as well when he was here. So it's, you know, I think any time you take a guy that. You know, new guys, the guys that are young guys that haven't snapped in the National Football League. There's a learning curve, with Tabor, we were in the process of going through that. It just kind of a freak thing happened the other day, and you know that's kind of the way it is. But we'll keep right on going with what we're doing, and we haven't changed our game plan. We feel good about what we're doing, and we'll go from there.
Are they a team that generally goes for punt blocks? And if not, would you suspect that they might try to test him some?
Well, you know, they're going to do both. I mean, obviously, Joe's been around a long time, and right now they're leading the National Football League in punt return. So, you know, it's a concern that, you know, they got a guy back here that can go the distance. He's done it twice already this year. But I'm sure he'll test us, and, you know, I would do the same thing if I was him.
Ron, how does a long snapper break his foot in practice?
Yeah, it was one of those freak things. You know, you got pressures. You know, you're working on protection and so forth. And you know, it's one of those things where you know he stepped and stepped on his foot, and it was just you couldn't simulate it again if you had to. It's just one of those things. I think I've been living pretty good too myself.
What does stand out about that return, Scott?
Well, speed. I mean, I think anytime you take a guy that's going taking two back already, you know, halfway into the season for touchdowns. I mean, you kind of get up and you take notice. And first of all, he's very fast. You know, I think it's surprising to me is I don't believe he was a punt returner at San Diego State. And he wasn't the, you know, he didn't come out being. You know, so they've done a nice job developing him, and you know, I think anytime you got a guy like that, and I think I see it with our guy, our guy, is that you know, once they feel like they got a guy back there that can do it, then you know, they seem to block a little better too, Joe's done a good job of you know putting people in the right places, and so it's definitely going to be a challenge.
Compare Agnew to anybody you've seen before?
I don't know if you can compare. You know, they're good. They're good players, and it's in the National Football League, and you got to go down there and cover. I mean, I think time will tell. You know, he'll make his place in this. But I mean, anytime he's done what he's done at this point in time already, it makes you know speed. You know, speed's hard. You can't coach speed. You gotta make sure you're taking the right angles and being in the right place and do the right things.